News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Israeli cabinet has approved a plan to halt its offensive in Gaza for several days in exchange for the release of about 50 hostages held by Hamas. And it says it will extend the lull by an additional day for every 10 hostages released. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns Israel will remain at war until it destroys Hamas's military capabilities and all 240 hostages are returned. In other news, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced action aimed at money laundering.
The Justice Department has secured felony guilty pleas from the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, Binance, and from its founder and CEO.
Binance agreed to a roughly $4 billion settlement. And the judge in the Georgia election interference case says he'll modify one defendant's bond conditions after complaints from prosecutors.
Well, this goes a lot further than just social media.
At a hearing in Atlanta, Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee says he'll modify the terms but not revoke bond for Harrison Floyd, charged in the Georgia election interference case with harassing an election worker. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis argued that Floyd violated his terms of release with social media posts that mentioned and tagged co-defendants and likely witnesses, like Jenna Ellis and elections official Gabriel Sterling.
Under the terms of this order, he can do it without mentioning co-defendants, witnesses, or unindicted co-conspirators.
Investigator Michael Hill testified that Floyd's posts were not direct threats, but through threatening comments. Floyd's defense attorneys said the posts were protected speech, akin to shouting at someone across a crowded stadium. John Morrison.
My client is showing just how weak the case against him is, and I think he has a right to do that.
I'm Jennifer King.
And Rita Foley on Thanksgiving travel.
We're expected to break records. 55 million of us, says the AAA. Roads are likely to be the most congested tomorrow. The busiest days to fly will be today and tomorrow and the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
This is AP News. Luxury water has become fashionable among the world's privileged.
Such fine water can come from volcanic rock in Hawaii, or melting glaciers in Norway, or morning mist in Tasmania. Michael Masha is founder of the Fine Water Society, a consortium of small bottlers and distributors worldwide.
I started Fine Waters 20 years ago, and for the next 10 years, no journalist talked to me. Because it was just a crazy idea.
Masha says water is not just water, and he likens consumers of high-end water to foodies.
Over the last 10 years, we see a significant change, and over the last years, especially after the pandemic, when people suddenly paid a little bit more attention, it's exploding.
Masha says having the right stemware, drinking the right temperature, pairing it with food, all those kinds of things are important. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.